All right, so today we're going to be taking a deep dive into this memoir from Robert E. Barrett. So he was a military aide to President Gerald Ford during his time in office. And
Oh, wow.
yeah, his book is called Inside the President's Team. And it's really fascinating stuff.
Absolutely. And I mean, talk about a front row seat to history. That's incredible.
You know what I thought was so interesting was how Barrett actually ended up in the White House.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about that.
So he was this public affairs officer, stationed over at the Army War College. And all of a sudden, he gets this phone call.
Just out of blue.
Yeah. And boom, he's in the West Wing.
I mean, can you imagine? It's like one minute you're doing your regular job, and the next you're in the middle of like one of the most turbulent periods in American history.
Exactly. I mean,
Yeah.
Watergate's in full swing.
Nixon's about to resign.
Right. It's
Dude,
crazy.
must have been wild.
He talks about this moment when he gets pulled out of a meeting because of this phone call. And
Yeah.
it's like his whole world just kind of like,
Like impl
yeah.
and he's just thrust into this maelstrom of, you know.
Yeah, of events that are just like spiraling out of control.
Yeah, and you can really feel that sense of like urgency and just like being swept up in something so much bigger than himself, like throughout the book.
It's like you're living it with him.
Yeah.
You're not reading some dry, political analysis or whatever. You're right there in the thick of it.
Totally. And speaking of like that feeling of uncertainty and chaos,
Oh, yeah.
he talks about the atmosphere at the Western White House in San Clemente in California.
Right where Nixon had retreated to.
Exactly. And you can just like feel the tension.
Oh, I bet.
Everyone's kind of like holding their breath, waiting for the other shoe to drop.
It's like the calm before the storm, but
Yeah.
you know it's coming.
Exactly.
You know what I found really fascinating was how he described Nixon's demeanor during that period. I mean, it was like he was a completely different person.
Really?
Yeah.
What was he like? Well, there's this one anecdote that really stuck with me. It's about a medal presentation. And Nixon's just acting so strange.
Like, how so?
I mean, he's like fumbling with the medal, almost drops it, and then he just kind of like slaps it onto the soldier's chest.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like he's completely out of it, you know?
I mean, I guess you can't really blame him.
I know, but it's just such a stark contrast to the Nixon that we're used to seeing, you know, the confident, the in control.
Right. Yeah, it's really interesting how those little details can reveal so much about a person's character.
Oh, absolutely. It's like a window into their soul.
So then, of course, Nixon resigned.
And Ford steps in.
Yeah. And suddenly Barrett finds himself
In a whole new
just
world
no.
with even higher stakes. I mean,
Right?
can you imagine going from like carrying out public affairs duties to like carrying the nuclear football,
Yeah.
managing the president's schedule, navigating all the complex power dynamics of the White
I
House?
mean, it's like he went from 0 to 60 in a heartbeat.
It's a trial by fire if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, and it's remarkable how quickly he adapted to that level of responsibility.
Yeah, right. And I mean, think about it. He was privy to some of the most sensitive information imaginable.
Yeah.
The inner workings of the White House, the dynamics between Ford and his key advisors, like Kissinger.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to ask you about Kissinger because he's such a legendary figure.
Yeah.
And Barrett was right there in the room with him, observing their interactions,
Yeah.
witnessing how Ford relied on his advice, even when others disagreed.
I know, and their relationship is actually one of the most intriguing aspects of the book.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You really get a sense of Kissinger's brilliance, his strategic mind, but also his forceful personality.
Yeah.
He could be a real bull in a china shop sometimes.
Oh, I bet.
And Barrett doesn't shy away from those complexities.
That's what I love about memoirs, those little glimpses behind the curtain,
Right.
the human side of these larger than life figures. It's so fascinating.
That makes you realize that they're just people too.
Yeah.
With all their flaws and quirks.
So did Barrett share any other like juicy tidbits
Yeah.
about Ford and Kissinger?
Well, I don't want to spoil all the fun, but let's just say there's a story about a helicopter ride that Ford almost took, and Kissinger's reaction is priceless.
Oh no.
It's a real insight into their dynamic, the respect, but also the tension that clearly existed between them.
Oh man, I can't wait to hear about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got this political intrigue, we got high stakes decision making, and we got all these larger than life personalities. But what else did Barrett like spill the tea on?
Well, that's not all like serious business all the time, you
Yeah.
know. Barrett also shares some pretty hilarious anecdotes that give you a glimpse into like the lighter side of life in the White
Oh, I
House.
love those stories
Yeah.
because it's easy to forget that, these people are,
They're human.
Yeah, like they have their quirks and their inside jokes
Yeah.
and you know those moments of just pure silliness.
Exactly. And like there's this one story about the Ford family dog.
Liberty.
And everyone's trying to like get her to mate so they can have, you know, presidential puppies.
Oh my gosh. That's adorable.
Right.
So did they succeed? Did they get the puppies?
Well, that's where things get really funny. So Barrett describes this whole matchmaking scheme orchestrated by John Purcell.
Who's John
Oh,
Purcell?
he was this restaurateur
Okay.
who was like practically part of the Ford inner circle, you know,
Okay.
and he brings in his own dog, Bart, for a little meet cute with Liberty. But let's just say things didn't exactly go as planned.
Oh no.
Yeah. So Barrett walks in on this scene, and poor Bart is just like completely exhausted, you know, panting and just like done.
Oh no.
And Liberty's just sitting there looking at him like, what was that all about?
She just wasn't having it.
No, not at all.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
It is.
It sounds like the White House was just full of these like unexpected quirky moments.
Oh, yeah,
It
dying.
wasn't all, you know, stuffy meetings and like formal dinners.
Right.
There was some fun to be had.
Definitely. In fact, Barrett even describes like a near bar fight in Oregon.
Wait, a bar fight with like the president present?
Well, almost. He doesn't go into too much detail, but he mentions that Ford was actually quite amused by the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, it kind of speaks to his personality, you know, his ability to not take himself too seriously.
Right, like he was just a down-to-earth guy,
Yeah.
you know, trying to have a good time. That's one of the things I love about this memoir, is that you really get a sense of the real Gerald Ford.
Oh, totally.
You know, the man behind the presidential facade.
The human being.
Yeah.
And you know, speaking of getting real, Barrett doesn't shy away from the challenges that Ford faced, you know, both politically and personally.
Right.
Like the pardon of Nixon, for example, that was a huge gamble.
I mean, that could have easily backfired.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it was a defining moment of his presidency.
It really was.
So did Barrett shed any light on, you know, Ford's thought process
Yeah.
behind that decision?
He does. And it's fascinating to see how Ford really wrestled with the potential consequences. You know, he knew that it could cost him politically, but he ultimately decided that it was the right thing to do for the country.
Yeah, I mean, it took a lot of courage to make that call, knowing how much backlash there could be.
Oh, absolutely.
So Barrett really captures that internal struggle.
He does.
You know, the weight of that decision. It's not just a historical fact at that point. It's like a human drama.
It is. And his account of the fall of Saigon is another really powerful example of that.
Oh, yeah.
You can just feel the emotional weight of that event, the sense of loss and uncertainty, not just for Ford, but for the entire nation.
It's those human touches that
Yeah.
really make history come alive.
Absolutely.
It's not just about the dates and the facts. It's about the people who lived through those events.
Right.
You know, the emotions they felt, the choices they made.
Exactly. And that's what makes this memoir so compelling. It's not just a political history, it's a human story. It's about the relationships, the challenges, the triumphs, and the heartbreaks that shaped the Ford presidency.
Okay, so we've got humor, we've got drama, we've got history. What else is hiding in those pages? Did Barrett give any hints about the 1976 election? You know, that rivalry between Ford and Reagan.
Oh, he does. And it's more than just your typical political analysis.
Yeah.
He talks about the behind-the-scenes maneuvering, the strategic decisions, the personalities
That
involved.
sounds juicy.
It is. It's like a political thriller with the fate of the nation hanging in the balance.
Oh my gosh. Did he reveal anything particularly surprising about that campaign?
Well, I don't want to give away too much, but let's just say there's a moment involving Reagan's choice of running mate. I
Oh
mean, that
yeah.
really shook things up.
Oh wow.
And Barrett's take on Ford's campaign strategy is pretty eye-opening.
You're killing me with the suspense. I need to get my hands on this
You
book.
definitely do. Trust me, it's a page turner.
Okay.
And we haven't even touched on Betty Ford yet,
Right.
who, as you know, was a force to be reckoned with. I mean, she was so outspoken, so ahead of her time on issues like women's rights.
Yeah. So did Barrett share any insights into her personality, her relationship with Ford, her impact on the White House?
Oh, absolutely. He had a front row seat
Oh,
to
cool.
her evolution from first lady to cultural icon.
Wow.
Yeah, he talks about her strength, her vulnerability, her unwavering commitment to her beliefs.
It sounds like a portrait you won't find anywhere else.
Exactly.
This just keeps getting better and better. I'm officially adding Inside the President's Team to the top of my reading list.
Yeah.
It's interesting. You know, one of the things that keeps coming back to me is how this book, Inside the President's Team, you know, it doesn't just tell the story of Ford's presidency, but it really reveals so much about the man himself.
Absolutely.
You know, like, what kind of a guy was he, based on your reading?
Well, that's what makes this memoir so unique. You really get a sense of Ford's personality, his values, his humanity. He wasn't just a politician.
Right.
He was a genuinely decent person, thrust into an incredibly difficult situation.
And despite all that chaos, all that pressure, he somehow managed to maintain this sense of integrity, this commitment to doing what he believed was right, even when it was unpopular.
Yeah, like, think about the pardon of Nixon.
Right.
That was a hugely controversial decision.
Huge.
One that could have easily destroyed his presidency.
Oh, yeah.
But he did it anyway.
He did.
Because he believed it was the best thing for the country.
It took a lot of courage to make that call, knowing the potential backlash.
For sure.
And Barrett really captures that internal struggle, the weight of that decision.
He does.
It's not just a historical fact at that point. It's like a human drama.
Yeah, and that's what makes this memoir so compelling, are those little details, those personal anecdotes that give you a glimpse into the man behind the headlines. Like, did you know that Ford had this secret wish about what he'd rather be doing?
No. Tell me.
Well, let's just say it involved a much quieter life, far away from the pressures of Washington.
Really?
It really speaks to his down-to-earth personality, his desire for a simpler existence.
You'd think after reaching the pinnacle of power, you know,
right,
he'd crave the spotlight. But it sounds like he was a man who valued family friendship, a sense of normalcy above all else.
Exactly. And those values come through in all of his interactions, whether he's dealing with world leaders or his own staff. Barrett paints this picture of a man who was approachable, kind, and genuinely interested in the people around him.
It makes you wonder what else is hidden within those pages. You know, what other stories, what other insights did Barrett glean from his time with the Fords?
Well, I don't want to spoil all the surprises, but I can tell you this, there's a lot more to uncover. There are stories of political intrigue, of behind-the-scenes maneuvering, of personal triumphs and heartbreaks, and it's all told with this incredible sense of honesty and intimacy.
It's like getting a private tour of the White House, but with all the juicy gossip and insider knowledge thrown in.
Exactly.
So it's history, but it's also a human story. It's a reminder that these figures we read about in textbooks, they were real people with real lives, real emotions, and real challenges.
Absolutely.
And Barrett was right there, witnessing it all, capturing those moments that would otherwise be lost to time.
I know his memoir is a treasure trove of insights, a glimpse into a pivotal period in American history, but also a deeply personal reflection on the nature of power leadership and the human spirit.
Well, I think we've done it again. We've taken a stack of fascinating material and extracted some truly thought-provoking nuggets of knowledge. And honestly, I'm leaving this deep dive feeling even more intrigued than when we started.
That's the power of a good memoir, isn't it?
Yeah.
It sparks your curiosity. It leaves you wanting more. It makes you question your assumptions and see things from a different perspective.
I know I'm going to be thinking about this book for a long time. And who knows, maybe it'll even inspire me to do a little deep dive of my own into the Ford presidency.
I highly recommend it.
And who knows, maybe you'll uncover some hidden gems that even Barrett missed.
You never know.
Until then, keep exploring. And always be on the lookout for those unexpected stories that can change the way you see the world.